Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Jethro. Today we're going to be doing a wild show with you guys. Remember, if you want those free readings, call 516-453-6081. It's the only way to get them. And we'll be reading with a couple of you individuals who've called in, and welcome and all the new fans. Remember to follow the show here on the website. So as you go in, how you found us, put that on there and follow so that you get the continuing shows. We'll be doing shows throughout the month of June here for those of you that are calling in. Remember, those of you having a hard time, you want to go ahead and get to psychicjethro.com and get that full reading. Here we just give you a piece. We're able to give you a few minutes. We've got so many callers, but to schedule that time in where you can have it. One of the biggest questions I'm having right now is with individuals wondering, they're going through emotion. We just went out of Venus retrograde. Your emotions will be feeling it. You'll be going through things. So make sure you get with that person that can give you that spiritual light and attainment so that you're getting that work. I welcome all of you. This is Jethro. I was born with a gift, and at a young age, I had an unfortunate accident where I drowned and was revived. After they brought me back, I was able to hear and do clairaudient work. So I do suggest those of you who want that reading with me to go to psychicjethro.com. I am doing specials for all of you. I know that the coronavirus has hit a lot of the area and a lot of the pandemic and not being able to do shelter in place so that you can get that time with us. Remember, those of you who are going to be in Sedona, Arizona, I will be there this weekend. So look out for those of you who are there. Say hi if you see me or remember all the years. I've done this for over 30 years, and I welcome all of you to contact me. I am at a position where I can help you over the radio. If you need to have assistance, remember that you can put in on jethrohelps@gmail.com at my site there your questions. So if you're not able to get on the radio show at this live time, individuals have contacted us in the last 12 years. We're going through a little bit of a contest. You know, wild is we give you prizes. And those of you who listen to the show in the archives, remember, jethrosmith.net, you can get a hold of me on the website there, or you can just send it to my psychicjethro.com, and I will never share it over the air, but I will be sending away some prizes. Today we're going to be giving away a beautiful picture jasper necklace for those of you. This is a creative item. This is something that you wear, very beautiful. Those of you know it's got beautiful light yellows and blues and energy in it, and it's one of those jaspers that you wear when you want the creative and the flow in your life. For anyone who's looking to be adventurous and go, welcoming you to contact me and go through that with winning that prize. So we know Maddie won. I just got it confirmed in Georgia. You got your amethyst in the mail, and Mary out there in New York should be receiving hers today or tomorrow. Let me know. Contact me. You know, you can always text me or let me know through it that you've gotten your prize. I do confirm it through the mail to make sure you receive it. And we welcome all of you. We will be giving away Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense to a couple lucky winners today. This is the book I wrote that tells you how to read with the household tools. So welcome, everybody. I'm going to start out with a couple of emails, and I'll grab that phone. We got 310, you're in the queue, 919-805. We'll be trying to get through to 512-856-614-317-213 and going right down the list. So hang on. If you do get disconnected, just call us right back. I welcome all of you. This is going to be a really good time for those of you who are looking and feeling that spiritual enlightenment. So looking down here, I'm reading out. Liv has wrote me and asked me to clearly look at some of the energy on her picture because she's been having things go on in her life that are not feeling right. She was a little disconnected. As I look down here, I do see that you definitely need to be regrounded. You can see the energy here. I do feel there's a male that is part of some of this disconnect for you, and I feel that you need to really sit down and talk heartfelt to your relationship. There is the relationship area here, and you show that someone is not speaking to you or telling you their whole truth. I take that as a sign that is what I can see with this energy. The pictures you've sent me here, I'm looking at your aura. The only way that I am able to read this is it's telling me that your spiritual connection has shifted, meaning that you need to find that basis. What makes you feel good in your life? What's your higher power? Working together with your blessing so that you're able to get in and work out what you need to have happen. So energy of other individuals are telling me that they have contacted the show and are having some really fun times getting in. Welcome. We will be doing some shows later with some other people, a little bit longer and prime time for those of you who can't contact. If you're in the East Coast, remember it's 3 o'clock in the day there. It's 12 here in Pacific, and we welcome all of you that are calling in. I have a friend asking me, Jethro, you read for me 7 years ago, and I had a situation where my brother had passed away. I want to thank you for your positive input. I have done the information you talked about, and I have had some contact. The problem I'm having is that when my brother Gerald talks to me, I still have a lot of emotion tied to this. Is there something that I might work with to do? A lot of individuals have this because when the energy comes through, you're connected. I do feel this is some of your own work here that is causing the relationship to be felt. So I would, contact me there. I am doing metaphysical and psychic classes and light work, so you can get in. Right now we're doing it through Zoom, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can do it. I just do those at $15 a class, so contact me at psychicjethro.com. Tell me you're interested. We will be doing past life work here next weekend on June 24th for those of you that are interested. So you just go in, sign up there, connect it. Once you've done them out, paid it, to do it, I will send it to that email, and then you will be in. We're doing it at 4 p.m. Wednesday Pacific time, so that's 7 p.m. Eastern time for those of you guys, and you'll have to adjust where you are in the country or in other places to adjust that time. So it's Pacific time, 4 p.m., and we can work that out where you can join in, see me, I can talk to you. I need to do that. It's an hour and a half class for those of you interested. And we're just finishing up for those of you that tarot, that will be in a couple more months. We'll start that again for people interested in learning how to read with the tarot cards. I have a friend asking me, Jethro, you had asked my friend Brian to contact you. He doesn't really know about psychics. What would you suggest that he do before a reading? This is a good question. You want to be open and clear for what you've got. And then give permission to the psychic. I'll be asking that with those of you on the phone when I pick up in a few minutes. And you wanted to ask a specific question. You want to say, this is going, what is happening because of the times we're in. When we're doing the other, and what's really good with the psychic is, and what I like to do is give me your name and I'll get with it. If you have specific things and you're on a lot of time, you want to be able to do that. A lot of times people have to welcome the reading. So prepare yourself. Eat light that day. Feel your own self welcoming. I have questions here, I've got there. Oftentimes when you're doing mediumship work or other things, you need to bring those items of that person who's passed from the other side so that we can pick up that energy. Those of you know, we have phenomenal people. Contact me. I can tell you in a country or area where you want to go that's connected to being certified, being a real legitimate person. After my drowning, I realized an experience for me, it's better to feel that object, see that object, because that also resonates that person's energy. I'm having trouble in my relationship, Jethro. I am dating Angela Katera, and I want to know what you feel. Looking at your email here and going here with the work, I do feel that this person really does care. I do see that she is looking at you. Are in L.A., it says here, and I did see that this person right now is handling something with career. The name you gave me doesn't feel or resonate to the person. I feel that you're connected. I feel this is another name you gave me, so I will tell you the person that you really are seeking there in L.A. and some of the things there are happening, but I do feel there's something there. I feel this person may have another relationship or they have something else that's affecting them and you right now. So I welcome all of you guys contacting me. Let's do a few minutes. I will give you 4 or 5 minutes. I want to thank you. And then we're going to run through as many people that we can so everybody gets their few minutes to get their questions answered. I welcome it. Hi, 310, how are you doing today?
I wish I could say I was doing okay, but I'm not.
Sorry to hear that. I'm Jethro, and your name?
My name is Vince.
Welcome, Vince. I'm sorry to hear you're not doing so well. Is there a specific question you want me to help you with in your future or something I can look at for you?
Yeah. I just got suspended from work. I've been there for 2 years now, pending investigation, and there's a 50-50 chance I may end up losing my job. It's a good job, very good paying job. My bosses there like me, so it's due to a forklift incident, which I told them I'm not responsible for. So I'm just wondering if you see them firing me or if you see them clearing me.
I'm thank you, Vincent. What I did feel was, I feel this is going to be working with them out on the things. I did feel like this was not your fault. There's something that was going on, and I feel like right now they're just taking procedures. I'm glad that you, I'm going to do a little prayer for you, Vince. Please send me a picture or something that I can use for energy. It's always private at myjethrohealth@gmail.com, because I can feel the stress. But I do feel that you will be able to clear this other out. It was an unfortunate thing there. I feel like they didn't do something happened there where they weren't doing precautions or something, and they're just right now trying to make sure they cover themselves is what I'm hearing. I'm so sorry to hear that. You're a good person.
Yeah, because somebody told them that I hit something with the – I backed into something with the forklift, and I told them that I did not do that, and I don't even know who this person is or anything. So it's just – I think it's just my word against theirs. So they just said if they don't let me know tonight, because I usually work third shift, so I'm supposed to be back into work tonight. So I'm wondering, how long do you think it'll be before they let me know?
That's what I'm feeling. And I do feel that I feel like, just be certain that you didn't, and that, I don't feel like it was even, I don't feel like you didn't. I feel like you didn't do this. I also feel like that they're looking for something because something came up with it. It felt like it came in that way or something. It feels like they had something that got bumped or hit, and they're not wanting to admit the fact that it wasn't you doing it. I feel like it was another shift. Ironically, I feel like someone else did something to this item. You know what I mean? That's what I'm feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will keep my prayers with you, Vincent, and definitely let us know. Contact us back and let them understand that you didn't do this. You intend to not be accused of something you didn't do. I'm so sorry for you, and I feel like you're a good person. I feel like this is going to get cleared up, and my prayers are with you, Vincent.
Okay, so do you know how long it will be before I hear whether I get cleared or not?
I feel that it's going to be within a couple of days. I feel like they are looking at it. I feel they are trying to investigate, and they're really trying to, they need to have a little more evidence than just to accuse you of something when you're not the only person that does this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, because I have other forklift incidences. I have to be clear. I have to be clean of any forklift accidents for another year and 2 months, and then my record is clear again. So this is why they're taking this step, because the next step is for termination. So I'm hoping that I can get cleared. I'm hoping you're right.
That's what I'm feeling. And I wish you the best, Vincent. I've done this for many years, and blessings to you, and hang in there, and send me that. And I will do some prayer, because we need the real truth. I feel like you have some people that are just messing a little bit there. And I'm so sorry. It's a hard job. And I've worked in places, you're in a very command and working with it and doing the work. And I do feel like they're putting high demands on people. This is some of their stuff, and they need to be careful because it could come back on their safety. So I will put the prayers in. You hang in there. We will talk to you later. I'm so sorry you're not having such a good day.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. And we'll keep contact and keep continually going in here. We're going to be giving away some prizes. We're going to help with that and put on a light to our friend that to clear the air that this will be handled. It's unfortunate with those of you contacting or working in jobs that are right now. I do feel that you have to fight a little bit, and you guys listening in, we're going to go ahead and grab that phone. This is Jethro. I welcome all of you. It's nice to be able to hear you guys, and you guys hear me, and we love it. Welcome. You're on Skype.
Hello.
I have you. Hello.
Hi. First time talking to you, and Veronica. Interesting who you are. Thank you for helping people, and thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
Good question. Thank you. Thank you. Very interesting. Not easy, but thank you for what you do. Thank you very much again. I just want to say it's not easy, and thank you. So my question is, trying to be clear, because I have a lot of things going on, and it's a little bit hurtful, but again, maybe because sometimes gossip creates lies and chaos, but I'm trying to see about this male friend who developed about close to a year to have a friendship. I just want to know if that particular person, because I am picky, is it like his qualities?
Yeah.
And I just want to know if you see us communicating face to face. And then your best future.
I do. And can I get the permission of just saying the person's first name?
Yes. Luis, thank you.
No problem. And I do see you two talking together. I did see this is coming a little later. I do feel this person is, they're a little apprehensive, but I did see you finally sitting down and talking. And I saw a really good thing for you, Veronica. I saw your angels are telling me that it's time for you to be able to have really good people. You've had people before that you have to be careful. Sometimes they don't understand you. And I feel like you're very much, what you say is who you are. You know, you need to have this. And they said that I feel like this person is going through a little bit of stress or some things, and I feel like you're going to be able to sit and really sit down and actually see each other and talk. But they haven't told you, there's some things that you need to kind of know a little bit about them. What are their ideas, and what are they looking to have happen? You know, have they told you that they were looking at maybe some kind of move or something different? I feel like that's part of where you're kind of like, okay, you're going to be around more, you're going to be moved around where you can actually see and know each other for who you really are, you know? Hello? We got that happening there. I don't know what happened to Veronica. We've got going about going in with the work. I thank you, Veronica. Definitely let us know how that works out. We saw that happening with other people, but I feel in a couple months. How about 919? Or you're live. How are you doing on the air?
Hi, Chester. My name is Janet. Is there any way you could possibly connect me to my deceased person? His name is David.
And you're trying to connect to them on this level, or are they passed? Talk to me a minute.
They've passed. He's deceased.
Yes. I can feel that. I got your name and their name. I do feel like that they're telling me that there has been something went on when this person passed to try to make the other connection. Do you have people that were trying to handle things? This person passed untimely is what they're telling me?
I don't understand what you mean. I've been receiving things from him. If that's what you mean, yes, I have been, you know, connecting to him.
Yeah, and they tell me that he has been working with you or trying to get you to realize that he is helping. He's trying to, like, help you with what's going on in your situation right now. This person's protective. I feel like they're trying to protect or help you there.
Yes. I definitely need the protection because I've got a lot of bad things kind of from family, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what I felt. And I feel that they're telling me that they're giving you feelings or something. And I do feel that they're telling me that this has happened since their passing. Some of the family or some of the people have been trying to come at you or trying to be causing you problems.
Yes, that's correct. His family, yes.
Yes, and they seem to be jealous or upset, like they were bothered that you were closer to him because they didn't really get to know him. They're not positive.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I feel. I do feel that he is helping with that. Definitely, I would like you to work with me a little bit on it. I do old school. I do like, you know, I lived in Sedona, Arizona. I feel like we do a clear glass of water. They said that set at the table would help the conduit. Then I would like to teach you some ways of you guys sitting down and doing it. He is giving you messages. He's warning you of some of the family, and he's trying to protect you because they seem to be, after his passing, really aggressive, or they don't want to be honest about the fact that you really did know him.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Very much there, and I will help you. I keep hearing that some of the other people in his family had wanted to they don't want the other stuff exposed. Something went on when he was younger. Something went on before that they were not being really good to him. And now they feel guilty because, you know, you cared about him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, he loved, you know, mostly it's with his kids and his ex. But, I mean, he loved his kids, but they had a very strained relationship because of the ex.
And the ex is not being honest. There's some kind of hurt there. Something went on that they're trying to change the things or work it out. And I feel like you really knew this person, and you're keeping his name good is what I'm being told.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Very much there. I will help you on it. I thank you for calling in. Definitely, you know, you've got my psychicjethro.com. Contact me there.
Thank you.
And we'll,
thank you, Jethro.
You know, thank you. We love you. And hang in there. This is a
thank
hard
you.
Time for those of you guys. You're welcome. We just went through Venus, and Venus is back retrograde. It was. Now it's going right, so we can heal those things, work with those things. Those of you who are dealing with that, the solstice of the sun is a very strong. It will only happen during our lifetime here, June 20th, for those of you. Make sure you take time to do blessings. Thank you, light, helping us. The angels are working out to clear things and work with it. We welcome all of you contacting us. We definitely want to get in with as many as we can. This is Psychic Jethro. It's Psychic's Gone Wild, and we love you guys. 516-453-6081. Denise writes us in, I don't know what's going on with you, Jethro, but I missed you. I missed you guys, too. Definitely make contact. I'm always out there at the website. We've had some changes. This is our new number, 516-453-6081. If you can't get a hold of the radio, always look up Psychic Jethro. You'll find me. It's under jethrosmith.net, psychicjethro.com. I have done a lot of moving around, but I've been busy working and helping many people. Those of you know, I've lived in Florida. I've lived in Arizona. I've lived in Washington, D.C. area, Virginia. I'm out in California right now, and we're doing it. I say classes, people working together to help each other. I can help you. Help me. I'm a small business. Make sure you contact me. Don't go for those people that are putting out the other stuff. We are not affiliated with anything other than light workers and certified and actual light workers. So those of you contact those shows, make sure you go on there. See who's really doing the work. We love you. We're going to grab the phones. I've got people writing in. It's nice to see you back. Kara writes down, Jethro, you are the most funnest person. I've listened to you on the air. I miss your fun, crazy quips. I do love your expression. It took 9 months to get that baby because I have a child now, and I love you so much. I want to tell you that baby is doing real well, 2 months old. My husband says to let you know that he wants to thank you for believing in us and working out and doing the things with us. The doctors had said it would be very highly improbable that I would have a child. We're over here now, and we're having a great time, and we tease our baby. You're our Uncle Jethro. Thank you. That means a lot to me. That's why I do this. I had a person ask me the other day, Jethro, you come from food service, and after you're drowning, you seem to have been doing this kind of work. Is it beneficial? It is. It is, Tim. It is really strong to do this kind of thing and help individuals. You spiritually are helping others when you're doing the light. And those of you can look on there and see the people I've helped. We want to make sure that you're getting that best person. Don't just grab on lightly to it. I don't know who out of individuals. I've had some names you're asking me. Contact me at jethrohelps@gmail.com. I do advocate people that are workers. I'm going to have Ann Sabian. I was one of my students who's very phenomenal. I've seen her in action here. She will be on the air, and you guys will get to hear her. And Corinne Fisher is another one who's already been certified, verified, coming on the air, and you'll be listening to her doing those readings. For those of you who want to get readings, contact me at psychicjethro.com if you want to win those prizes. We have two names, Kathy and Annette. Your name has been put in. There's going to be a contest of Psychics Wild. We're running a contest right now. How many times have you listened to the show? We want to know psychic trivia. What is Gypsy to Jan Bach Drakey? That is the question today. We will be questioning those of you and asking. If you know the answer, you could win yourself a beautiful amethyst necklace. The other question is, what is Party Marty to Jethro, Psychic Jethro? If you know the answer to that, you could win yourself a beautiful heart tiger eye necklace today. Having fun, going wild, grab it on. We want to know what you're going to do coming after you. We're going to grab that phone. We've got a bunch of individuals here. We've got 805. You're live on Psychic Gone Wild. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great, Jethro. This is Donna. Thanks for asking.
What?
I wanted to know about a relationship. I'm not in one. With a male.
All right. And you're wanting to know about one coming or what you're feeling, Donna? Because
yes.
I did feel like the guy's trying to
yes.
help you.
About one coming
I love
in my life.
And Donna, welcome to calling. You know, you love to call me the doctor, love psychic. For years, that's what I read with her with my Venus and all my astrology. And they're telling me there is one, a man coming in your life that's going to make connection with you actually here in the next couple of weeks. They're saying that I feel like you have somebody, it's new. I feel this is someone that's going to be able to understand and talk with you. You're very serious when it comes to this. You want to talk with someone, be friends, go the courting. You want the person to know that they're single. I don't see you as a player, girl. I see you, Donna, as I want
no.
someone that's really
no.
Yeah. And they said he'll be your man. The angels are telling me this will be someone that will be someone that's capable of dealing with it. You know, Donna, you want to laugh and joke and talk and know that the person's going to be there through thick and thin.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So true.
They did tell me, I get the initials of like BRB something, and I feel that he is someone that's going to be making contact with you through, it looks like some kind of a good setting where you actually meet him in person here in the next couple of weeks where you are. Do you have something affiliated with Texas? Because I'm hearing, I saw this person is connected to something, like he has lived in Texas, likes Texas, has something about Texas.
I have one of my best friends that lived there, but yeah. I mean, that's my connection to Texas, that my best friend lives there.
I love it. And so, you know, I could tell you, I lived in actually Galveston, Texas. Those men are very strong. I feel this person's going to be able to talk with you, be with you, and I feel like there may be a connection with that friend or something where you make some contact, this person starts talking, you two do talk. I do feel this will be an honorable way of meeting. I feel you guys will talk, go out, do some things. They did a really cute thing. They said this man would be one who would like to talk, bring maybe a little candy, go out for dinner, talk, do sociable, which you need, Donna. You're not a person that, if he's your man, he doesn't hide it. He talks, he's proud of you, that kind of man.
Very nice. Good. That's what I'm
Let
looking
know,
for.
Let me know. Contact me here, and I love it. What I said, in a couple of weeks here, we're going to be excited. Donna sounds like she's going to be dancing with Cupid here real soon, and we love that. It's time for you guys to be ready for that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Donna's contacting us here. And remember, you guys, now, though, this is good for that. When you get these things like this, help that. Go with that. You know, ask your guides. Thank you, guides. And ask them, bring this person in. I accept all positive karma in my life. I welcome it. And then wait and watch. You know, you'll have a couple of times sometimes I've had them say something. A good example was here or of a state. I've had one time that they said, they'll bring in someone that's connected to lights and stars. The person had two people. One person actually had a light company and put stars up in a restaurant she was at and talked to her. But later on, they talked a little bit, and he let her know he found her very nice. It took a couple of times of, you know, a little chit and chat. They went out for coffee, and, you know, they've been happily married for 14 years here. So I do keep track of this for you guys privately, only to let you know that this is what we want to make sure, our accuracy. We're down to the last. I've got to go. We've got Psychics Gone Wild for you guys. 856-404-386-804. And you didn't get in today, 904-216-307-970. We want to welcome you. Contact us again. Follow the show so you can get in the next time I'm here. I want to help you. Those of you know I'm doing those things for quick readings like this on my site. It is this 15 minutes. You can get actual time with me privately. You've got to go in, schedule online, psychicjethro.com, and get that reading. I'm doing it that amount so that I can continue to do this to help with it. So please go ahead and contact. Jared Mahalalah, you have won the Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. I will be sending that out to New York, so definitely watch your mail. You've sent me your snail mail. That will go out to you there in New York. And thank you, New York fans. We love you, Rhode Island. We got some New Jersey people that wrote me yesterday. Jethro, keep rocking and rolling. We want to hear from you more. You will. Been doing this 10 years on the radio and 30 years of my life. This is what I do, and this is what I'm accurate and loving and helping you. Contact me. I'm your friend. I'm here to help you. Definitely, if you want a different type of reader, contact me there, too. I have people that can help you. Those of you looking for that mediumship, you want to get a hold of Patty Negri. She's the best in the world. Been doing this a long time. She's very valid, certified, going. Welcome, all of you guys. We will be here again helping all of you guys. We're trying to get a hold of Patty McCarron. She's also going to be on the show, for those of you know Mind's Eye. We will be back in online and helping you all in the near future. Stay wild. It is the way to be.